Good morning. This morning we'll cover question number 93 of the Heidelberg Catechism. We're in the section on the Ten Commandments. Question 93. How are these commandments divided? Answer. Into two tables. The first has four commandments, teaching us what our relation to God should be. The second has six commandments, teaching us what we owe to our neighbor. The supporting text for this given is Matthew 22:37-39. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. The first and greatest commandment is this, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." We often hear in evangelical broadcasts and writings today that we are not under obligation to obey God's law given in the older Testament as New Covenant Christians. Whether this is called New Covenant theology, or whether it is garden variety antinomianism, or more radically, if it is Andy Stanley teaching, quote, "We must unhitch ourselves entirely from the Old Testament," unquote. None of these positions is what our catechism teaches, nor what the scriptures teach. Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:17, quote, "Think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill them." We also often hear, "We do not need a bunch of laws to live righteously. We just need to be loving." But again, the scriptures do not teach such contradictions between law and love. Romans 13:10 says, quote, "Love is the fulfilling of the law." Let's talk about following the rules. In any endeavor in life, if we want to participate, there are rules to be followed. Let's say I want to play baseball, but I refuse to step out of the batter's box after strike three. The umpire will throw me out of the game and I will not be allowed to continue to participate. Suppose Michael Mount wants to build a building but refuses to follow the building code and does not hook up electrical wires to a fuse box and the house burns down. He will not be allowed to participate in future construction projects unless he agrees to follow the rules. What if Ron Dupre says he wants to be an accountant but doesn't want to produce income statements or pay bills from vendors? He will not be allowed for long to be an accountant unless he agrees to follow the rules. Likewise, there are rules for participating in life as a Christian. The rules are called God's law. Following the law is not the basis of our salvation. Faith in Christ, who did keep the law perfectly, is the basis of our salvation. However, unless we're committed to keeping God's laws as our standard of conduct and actions, we can in no way call ourselves Christians. Jesus says, quote, "If you love me, keep my commandments." I will conclude with Ecclesiastes 12:13. In conclusion, when all has been said and heard, fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person.